the rest of the story. You're about to hear the details of a long secret medical file. Late spring 1893, the patient notices a sore spot in his mouth, specifically the roof of his mouth. Weeks pass, the sore does not heal. To the contrary, it's either becoming more noticeable or actually more inflamed. The patient consults his family physician. The physician makes an examination, determines the presence of a sizable growth, fears the worst. The doctor's orders? The growth must be removed at once. Now it's June 30. A surgeon has been selected, Dr. W.W. Keene. That evening, the patient is admitted to special preoperative quarters for the night. No sedative is administered. Next morning, July 1, the patient was taken to quarters which had been modified for the purpose of surgery. The patient's 56 years old and overweight. Under general anesthesia, he'll run the risk of stroke, and yet the duration and the magnitude of this particular surgery demand that that risk must be taken. Nitrous oxide is indicated, administered. The patient remains semi-conscious. Switch to ether. The patient is under now. His pulse is regular, strong. The upper bicuspid teeth on the left side are removed. Incisions are made in the palate. The growth is exposed. And the worst is confirmed. The tumor is indeed carcinoma, cancer. The entire antrum sinus cavity is involved. The tumor must be excised and surrounding tissue removed. Not even the left side of the jaw may be spared if the possibility of recurrence is to be held to a minimum. The operation is completed, considered a success. An artificial jaw is prepared for use after recuperation. Now a case history follow-up. The cancer does not recur. The patient does recover to enjoy a healthy, normal life of 15 additional years. When he dies, it's at the age of 71, and it is of a heart attack. And now it can be told, 99 years after that remarkable surgery, that the operation of which you have just heard took place not in a hospital, but took place aboard the Oneida, a privately owned yacht. It's difficult now to recall days of discretion. Before we demanded that our heroes be human, before the tabloid preoccupation with the arrest records and medical details of celebrities, in recent times, we still vote for the invincible, but we later incongruously require of our elected leaders vulnerability. We demand the details of Eisenhower's ileitis and Kennedy's bad back. Such was our voyeuristic pleasure that Lyndon Johnson on the White House lawn was compelled to expose to the news media his surgical scar. Whether our present public attitude is progress or regress is yours to decide. Yet the record shows that in the early summer of 1893, a candidate for surgery so prized his privacy that he boarded a friend's yacht in the dead of night, submitted to the operation the next morning after the vessel had set sail, and the incident would not be fully revealed until 25 years later, long after the patient was dead. And the patient was the President of the United States, Grover Cleveland. And now you know the rest of the story.